The Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Provosol from BASF, Corteva Agrisciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, Premium Ag Solutions, Vive Crop Protection, and Sess Vanderhoff. University of Minnesota Extension sugar beet pathologist Ashok Chandra is with us. Ashok, with just a few weeks ahead of pre-pile harvest for sugar beet growers, are there some things that we need to be aware of?
North end of the valley, we are seeing some aphanomyces root rot, you know, which is favored by high soil moisture. It's really critical for us to make a good field note. So, you know, 3 years or 4 years from now, when you go into beets in the same field, you're better prepared in selecting a variety or do better management for the disease. The other thing, so we're having really good weather for Cercospora leaf spot, so just keep your intervals to 10 to 14 days and then rotate fungicides with different chemistries. You know, that's really critical to manage this disease.
With the drowned out spots and some of these trouble spots with root rots and a few other diseases, do we need to be taking those out here during pre-pile, or do we let those go?
Well, typically with root rots, you know, we try to open those fields early and then, you know, get them processed before take them into the storage, because, you know, these root rots will also cause more problems in the storage. So, yeah, so those will be some of the fields that will be opened early. And a lot of things, you know, probably in the south, they started harvesting wheat, and then in no time, you know, we'll be harvesting a lot of crops. So just be safe and be mindful when you're in the field.
And that's the Sugar Beet Report, brought to you by Premium Ag Solutions, Provosol from BASF, Sess Vanderhoff, Corteva Agrisciences, H&S Manufacturing, Syngenta, and Vive Crop Protection.